Exclusive, Michelle Malkin, 60 Terrifying Reasons Trump is Right to Reduce Refugees. By Michelle Malkin on September 9, 2019. Here are three facts that the most hysterical voices attacking the Trump administration's proposal to radically reduce or freeze refugee admissions don't want you to know. 1. They make billions of dollars off the federal refugee resettlement racket. 2. They are protected by the Open Borders Incorporated media, which routinely whitewashes the gobsmacking financial self-interest of the let them all in leeches, and 3. They are never held accountable when untold numbers of the world's most wretchedly violent and aggrieved refugees come here to sabotage the American dream. While left-wing religious groups, tax-exempt nonprofits tied or allied to George Soros, and the amnesty-shilling Catholic Church scream no hate, no fear, everyone is welcome here. At the top of their lungs, American neighborhoods are being overrun by dangerous foreign criminals and jihad plotters. David Miliband, president and CEO of International Rescue Committee, attacked the White House plan to slash refugee numbers from an Obama-era high of 100,000 to less than the current historic low of 30,000 as inhumane. Is it because cutting the numbers would cut into Miliband's first-class travel and business lunch tabs? Malkin truth-o-meter, mostly likely true. What Miliband neglects to mention in his diatribe against President Trump that his organization is one of 9 behemoth government contractors that works with the hostile United Nations and encrusted State Department social justice warriors to import thousands of new refugees every year with little input from the communities in which they are dumped. Miliband earns nearly $1 million salary and by one estimate, IRC has raked in nearly $900 million in refugee resettlement profits over the last decade. When you cut through the Statue of Liberty smokescreen of the Open Borders charities, the math is clear. Reduced refugees means reduced cash flow. Zero refugees means zero cash flow. Why should taxpayers continue to see their hard-earned money siphoned away to feed the Trump resistance machine and Democrat Party's permanent ruling majority project? There are even more compelling reasons to throttle the refugee flow. According to the logic-twisting, ice-doxing cheerleaders at the New York Times, refugee reductions are the real threat to our nation because if we don't keep importing hordes of Muslim translators from Iraq or Afghanistan, it would undermine our national security. This is just plain ass backwards. In Open Borders Incorporated, I have profiled 60 of the planet's most maleficent refugee hotties nabbed over the past dozen years. Here are their names, you can learn their full stories in Appendix G of the book. And remember, these are only the ones we've caught. Nuruddin Opti, Dridan Duka, Shane Duka, Ilyar Duka, Mohammad Sharif Ahmad, Wad Ramadan Alwan, Abdo Munye Abdo, Farah Mohammed Beladi, Kabdullahi Ahmed Farax, Sherwa Ahmed, Mohammed Said Omar, Abdi Weli Yassin Issa, Kamal Hassan, Salah Osman Ahmed, Idris Abdullah Ali, Ahmed Ali Omar, Khalid Mahmoud Abshir, Zakaria Maruf, Muhammad Abdullahi Hassan, Mustafa Ali Salat, Tamerlan Sarnaev, Jokar Sarnaev, Isidore, Vasali Saeed Molin, Muhammad Mahmoud, Ahmed Nasiri Talil Mahmoud, Ramiz Hajic, Sadina Hajic, Nadia Madisal Kachevic, Armin Harsvik, Jasmine Karamik, Nihad Rosic, Abdullah Ramo Pizarra, Fazlidin Kurbanov, Liban Haji Muhammad, Muhammad Abdullahi Hassan, Abdinasir Mahmoud Ibrahim, Mahmoud Ali Yusuf, Nima Yusuf, Zachariah Yusuf Abdurrahman, Adnan Farah, Hanid Mustafa Amus, Gulad Ali Omar, Abdirrahman Yashin Dawood, Muhammad Abdi Hamid Farah, Abdirazak Warsami, Hamza Ahmed, Abdullahi Yusuf, Ahmed Ali Omar, Amina Farah Ali, Ha'o Muhammad Hassan, Abdul Razak Ali Artan, Tahir Ahmed Adan, Omar Abdul Zadar Amin, Omar Faraj Saeed Al Hardin, AWS Muhammad Yonas Al Jayab, Abdul Latif Ali Al Dozari, Bilal Abud, Jamshid Mehurov, Mahat Abdi Aziz Ad Bayram. More than half of these foreign menaces came from Somalia. The 60 refugee hotties include a Muslim translator for the U.S. Army, cab drivers, gangsters, money transfer agents, janitors, and college students. They include convicted weapons felons, confessed haters and abettors of terrorism, stabbing spree vigilantes, and bombers all sworn to wage war against infidels in the name of Allah, and fraudulently posing undercover as victims of political and religious persecution. Here's just a small taste of what our blind welcoming culture has wrought. Abdul Razak Ali Artan was a Somali refugee who left his homeland with his family in 2007 for Pakistan and landed in Dallas before resettling in Ohio. In 2014, he became a legal permanent resident at Ohio State University, where he was a student. Artan raged against America and invoked radical Muslim cleric and spiritual advisor to jihadists Anwar al-Awlaki. In 2016, he plowed his car into a group of students and then broke out a knife and stabbed innocent bystanders. 11 were injured before police shot Artan dead. Mahat Abdiaziz Adbiram pleaded guilty to stabbing two people at the Mall of America in Minnesota in January 2018. Initially, the crime was reported as an interrupted theft in which two men had spotted Adbiram attempting to steal merchandise at a Macy's. But Adbiram made his intent clear in the courtroom when he entered his plea. His attack was a call for jihad by the chief of believer, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, may Allah protect him, and by the Mujahideen of the Islamic State, he wrote in a statement. I understand that the two men I stabbed know and have explained the reason for my attack, and I am here reaffirming that it was indeed an act of jihad in the way of Allah. Motive, known. Adbiram entered the U.S. with derivative status, meaning he came here with a relative legally, most likely a refugee or green card recipient. Mohanad Sharif Hamadi was an Iraqi refugee who landed in Las Vegas before resettling in Bowling Green, Kentucky, in 2009. He was not being hunted or oppressed by anyone. He was, in fact, a bomb maker insurgent for Al-Qaeda in Iraq who had targeted American soldiers on the battlefield and sought to amass high-powered weapons and ship them from his adopted home back to the front lines to assist his terrorist brethren. In 2013, he was sentenced to life in prison for providing material support to terrorists and conspiring to transfer, possess, and export Stinger missiles, not to mention making a false statement in an immigration application. In 2015, a ring of Bosnian Muslim refugees and naturalized Bosnian American citizens were indicted on criminal charges for sending money and supplies to terrorists in Syria and Iraq. Ramiz and Sadina Hajic, refugees who had resettled in St. Louis, were charged in a criminal conspiracy involving fellow Bosnian immigrants Miti Hamidi Salkacevic, Armin Harsvik, Jasmine Karamic, and Nihad Rosic. They raised money and purchased U.S. military uniforms, combat boots, tactical gear, and rifle scopes, which they sent to Abdullah Ramo Pizarra, a Bosnian Muslim refugee who had lived in St. Louis and became a U.S. citizen just days before traveling to Syria in 2013 to fight for Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. Pizarra rose up the ranks of ISIS. He was reportedly killed on the Turkey-Syria border. Ramiz Hajic, Harsvik, Salkacevic, and Ramak pleaded guilty to their charges in 2019. In May 2019, Sadina Hajic pleaded guilty to providing material support to terrorism and is awaiting sentencing. How many more horrifying reasons do we need to shut off the refugee hottie spigot, stop underwriting the UN sovereignty eroding agenda, and get our house in order? Michelle Malkin is the author of Open Borders Incorporated, Who's Funding America's Destruction? Out September 10 from Regnery. Visit openbordersinc.com for more information.